This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. CoQ10 and warfarin, a lesser-known interaction. Coenzyme Q10, ubiquinone, ubiquitocarinone, is one of the most widely taken supplements among older adults, the same population most likely to be on warfarin. Most people know that vitamin K interferes with warfarin, the vitamin K-warfarin story. Fewer know that CoQ10 is a close structural relative of vitamin K, and that it has been reported, in case series since 1994, to reduce warfarin's anticoagulant effect. The evidence is genuinely mixed. A randomized trial found no effect, and that is exactly why the interaction deserves a careful, proportionate explanation rather than either alarm or dismissal. The structural argument, vitamin K and coenzyme Q10, share the quinone ring that does the chemical work in both molecules, accepting and donating electrons. Warfarin acts by blocking vitamin K epoxide reductase, the enzyme that recycles vitamin K so that clotting factors 2, 7, IX, and X can be carboxylated into their active forms. The hypothesis, first articulated when the clinical reports appeared, is that CoQ10 at supplemental doses may partially substitute for vitamin K in the carboxylation cycle, or may otherwise increase clotting factor activity, thereby reducing warfarin's effect and lowering the INR. The mechanism has never been fully confirmed, and an alternative explanation that CoQ10 induces hepatic metabolism of warfarin via cytochrome P450 enzymes has also been proposed on the basis of animal data. The pharmacology is plausible. It is not proven. What the case reports showed then. The first published report in The Lancet in 1994 described three patients stabilized on warfarin whose INR fell after starting ubiquitocarinone and recovered after stopping it. In one case, the sequence was repeated with the same result, which is the strongest kind of evidence a case report can offer, Spigset 1994. A Danish report in 1998 described a further case of reduced anticoagulant effect, Landbo and Almdahl, 1998. A longitudinal analysis of 171 warfarin patients over 16 weeks examined complementary medicine use and outcomes. CoQ10 was among the supplements associated with an increased risk of bleeding events in that cohort, a finding in the opposite direction from the case reports, and one the authors themselves flagged as requiring cautious interpretation given the small numbers, Shalansky et al., 2007. The systematic overview of warfarin interactions lists CoQ10 among agents with reported lower quality evidence of inhibiting warfarin's effect, Holbrook et al., 2005. What the trial showed, the only randomized double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial, enrolled 24 stable long-term warfarin outpatients and gave them CoQ10 100 mg daily, ginkgo biloba 100 mg daily or placebo, each for 4 weeks. Neither CoQ10 nor ginkgo produced any significant change in INR or in the warfarin dose required to maintain it, Engelson et al., 2002. This is reassuring, and it is the reason most reference sources classify the interaction as possible or minor rather than established. It is also a small, short study at a single dose in patients who were already stable, which means it cannot exclude an effect in a subset of patients at higher doses, in patients with unstable INR, or over longer periods. Absence of an effect in 24 people over 4 weeks is not absence of an effect. How to weigh mixed evidence in practice. The clinical calculus is asymmetric. Warfarin has a narrow therapeutic window. An INR that drifts below range risks stroke or thrombosis. One that drifts above it risks hemorrhage. The consequence of an unrecognized interaction in either direction is serious, while the cost of the precaution is small, a few extra INR checks. The case reports are consistent in direction, INR falls. One includes a positive rechallenge. The structural rationale is coherent, and the trial that found nothing was small. On that basis, the standard advice from anticoagulation services and pharmacology references is not, do not take CoQ10, but do not start, stop, or change the dose of CoQ10 without telling the clinician who manages your warfarin and monitor INR more closely around any change. The same logic applies to CoQ10 products combined with vitamin K2, fish oil, or ginkgo, each of which carries its own interaction signal. Who must ask a doctor first? Anyone taking warfarin should consult before starting CoQ10 and should plan an INR check within 1 to 2 weeks of starting and again after any dose change or discontinuation. Patients with labile INR or recent dose adjustments, those on high-dose CoQ10, above 100 mg, those taking multiple supplements with anticoagulant or procoagulant signals, and those with mechanical heart valves, where subtherapeutic INR is especially dangerous, deserve the most caution. The interaction does not appear to apply to the direct oral anticoagulants, which do not act through vitamin K. The evidence on CoQ10 with these agents is limited, but there is no mechanistic reason to expect the same problem. And for patients taking CoQ10 alongside statins, its commonest use, CoQ10 and statins, the warfarin question is simply one more item for the medication review. The clinical bottom line, CoQ10 shares the key-known chemistry of vitamin K, and case reports since 1994, including one with positive rechallenge, describe falling INR in warfarin patients. A small 4-week randomized trial found no effect. Given warfarin's narrow margin, the prudent path is not avoidance but disclosure and monitoring. Tell the anticoagulation clinician before starting, stopping, or changing CoQ10, and check the INR within 2 weeks of any change. The interaction is unproven, the cost of ignoring it is not. Primary sources, Spexet O, reduced effect of warfarin caused by ubiquinone, Lancet, 1994 through 3/13/73. Engelson J, Nielsen JD, Winther K. Effect of coenzyme Q10 and ginkgo biloba on warfarin dosage in stable, long-term warfarin-treated outpatients, a randomized, double-blind, placebo crossover trial. Thromhemost, 2002, 87 and 75, 1076. Shalansky S, Lind L, Richardson K, Ingusevsky A, Kerr C. Risk of warfarin-related bleeding events and supratherapeutic international normalized ratios associated with complementary and alternative medicine, a longitudinal analysis. Pharmacotherapy, 2007, 27, 1237 to 1247. Holbrook AM, Pereira JA, Labaris R, et al. Systematic overview of warfarin and its drug and food interactions. Arch Intern Med, 265, 1095 to 1106. Landbo C, Almdahl TP, Interaction Between Warfarin and Coenzyme Q10, in Danish, Ugisker Lager, 1998, 3/2/26 to 3/27. PMID 9621804. Educational information on supplement quality and consumer protection, not medical advice.